77.
Morning, Madhouse, live and local, 7:50. I am Paul Morrison. Thursday morning, time to chat with Congressman Bill Heisinger on the Morning Madhouse. How you doing, man?
Hey, we're doing well, Paul. And was it intentional that you put me on after the Zumba advertisement? I don't know. I think maybe both of us could use it.
Yeah, well, see, this is what I'm glad you brought that up because I know you always like me bringing in with some great music. I just thought you'd like the music in that one, so I just
it was good.
I put that on for you. You don't mind why I'm during the duration of this interview if I do some Zumba?
Hey. Knock yourself out, dude.
All right, thank you. See, this is what's brilliant about radio, because if you saw this, if we were on TV or something like that, you'd be vomiting.
The people would be turning the channels right now.
But this is wonderful. It's good to talk with you, as always.
Hey, you too.
And let's go over a few things. I know you brought this up last week, and we'll bring it up again, this time hitting a little closer to home. The FPI / Unicor cost a facility in Elk Rapids, Michigan, about 100 jobs. Why don't you let us know about this?
Yeah, so what we were talking about was the federal prisons operate this private company, and it's been taking away jobs from, law-abiding, hardworking, tax-paying citizens, unfortunately. We saw this happen in Michigan in the last week or so. And it was a company up in Elk Rapids that made pants for the military. And Unicor just came in and took that contract, and they lost about 100 jobs, people laid off. And, that certainly helped Dr. Benishek, who's Dan Benishek, current congressman up there, signed on to my bill that we had talked about last week. And, an egregious, blatant show when the government is working against us as private citizens, what can happen. And I'm glad Dan is joining the fight here.
Yeah, and I like using this word too, so I'm going to say it. But I was absolutely flabbergasted last week when I asked you about regulations, and you said actually, you guys are trying to do something right now about it. But actually, this kind of practice is encouraged. You mentioned on the show that it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense, and we need to change that. And Pete Hoekstra had taken this issue and worked with it for many, many years, and that was how I was familiar with it when I had worked for Pete. And so when he was gone and I got to Congress, that was one of the first bills that I introduced, knowing that we needed to do that. And who knows, maybe we'll see a Pete Hoekstra in the Senate and have a champion there too. But we definitely have to tackle this.
Yeah, definitely sounds wrong to me, and I'm not a smart guy, and I can figure that out. And also, we're, of course, talking with Congressman Bill Heisinger, joining us here live and local on the Morning Madhouse on Mom Radio. The National Association of Manufacturers and the National Federation of the Independent Business released yesterday a survey that said that 69% of small business owners and manufacturers say President Obama's executive branch and regulatory policies have hurt American small businesses and manufacturers. You got to comment on this. I know you have a lot to say.
Yeah, well, we often talk about and focus on taxes, but it's not always taxes that hurt our business climate. It's the regulatory environment, and frankly, we're seeing it with the Badger right now. We're seeing it with so many other places where the EPA or the National Labor Relations Board and these other groups that sort of fly underneath the radar come in and they say to businesses, hey, sorry, we know you've been doing this for forever, but we've decided that this now violates the rules, and they completely changed the rules in the middle of this. And part of this survey showed that over half of the people that are running these small businesses said if they had to start it now, they wouldn't. And we've got 2/3 of them saying, it's too risky right now. I don't know what that regulatory environment's going to be, so I'm not going to make that investment in either equipment or in people. And they're just kind of sitting on the sidelines. And that's what's really stalled out our this economic recovery that is so fragile. And we need to be pushing through that and making sure that government, again, is working for people, not against people.
Yeah, sounds like we're just about going against everything that is America, Kana, and the American dream, doesn't it?
Well, this is something that can go away if we don't pay attention to it and this American dream. And we wouldn't be the first empire to rise and fall. And I'm not willing to let this thing fall because of our shooting ourselves in the foot and then admiring our aim. It just makes absolutely no sense to me.
And of course, your comments about still the friction that obviously ongoing in the Middle East. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously, huge issues between Israel and Iran, and whether Iran is going to have nuclear capabilities, and Syria and Libya. I can just tell you, I think if this was President Bush in Libya, and they were starting to tell different stories and, you know, getting different lines of what had exactly had happened with our ambassador coming out of the State Department, Defense Department, the White House, you know, people would be, you know, up in arms. Certainly the media would be up in arms, but somehow this administration is getting a bit of a pass, and I think we need to take a very close look at what is happening, because this is way too important for all of us. You know, if we're seeing these threats to Israel, that could turn into a major, major issue very quickly, not just for those in the Middle East, but for us and around the world.
Congressman Bill Heising, all out of time. Thank you so much, my friend. Where can I find, you know, how to get a hold of you, how to get in contact with you?
Yeah, heisinger.house.gov, you know, you'll be able to either give us a call or email us, and we'd love to hear from people. So, hey, have a great day up in Ludington.
Yeah, you too, sir, and keep up with that Zumba, okay?
You got it. You got it.
All right, take care.
If you're a mom, September means one thing, time for back to school. But hey!